Boker Tov. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Tzadi Beis. We are going to finish the 8th perek and Tzadi Beis Amad Aleph and Tzadi Beis Amad Beis. We start the 9th perek, the second last perek in this Masechtas Pesachim. So we're up to the Mishnah Tzadi Aleph Amad Beis right at the bottom of the page. Zuck the Mishnah again, Vayit on the topic of Einan. Yesterday we started already with a discussion about Shechting and Karam Pesach for a case of an Einan, a person that was uncovering a pile of rubble on top of a victim, which not sure if he's alive or not, or other cases where a person was going to be let out of prison, or he's a zaken or chaylu, could barely eat kedayas. The case of scenarios, we weren't sure the person would be fit later, but right now he happened to have a fit. So the Mishnah continues now on the topic of an einan, specifically what he does to enable himself to be able to eat the Karan Pesach. Says the Mishnah, einan taiva va'eichel es pischel erev. An einan can go to the mikvah, and he is able to eat his Karan Pesach by night. Now, very interesting Rashi. Remember we pointed out yesterday, there's a machlekes already in the Tanaim, in Zvachim. Machlekes, how long Einan is, Einan on the Raisa level, how long it is. Is it just the day of Misa? Is it the day and the night that follows? And further to the conversation is, what if the mace was buried that day? What if it would make a difference if the mace was not buried? So Rashi learns the argument Mishnah is talking about, even in a case where the Mifner was not buried. Aninus Einan, the halachic status of Einan, is only, according to Rashi, going again with that side of the Gemara in Zvachim, only the day of the Ptira, the day that the mace was Nifter, there's a din of Einan, already by nightfall is not Einan. So this guy, because Rashi learns talking about a case, there's Rashi, again, he's going with that side of the Gemara in Zvachim, we're talking about with the guy, the Nifter wasn't buried yet. This fellow had a relative die, he's still wants to see the Karan Pesach that night, so what does he do? He goes to the mikveh, and at nighttime, he's already no longer an einan. Rashi explains clearly he's an einan drabbanan still, but he's not an einan deraisa, and therefore he goes to the mikveh, and he can just pass on. Now the halacha is, well, let's read the Mishnah further, we'll see. Avlei b'kachim, but he cannot partake in kachim. Why can he not partake in kachim? Because an einan, even an drabbanan, is not able to eat kachim. So why is this different over here? Why by Pesach is it different? Pesach is a form of kachim. The answer is that Pesach, we know, we've said this many times, is one of the only two chiyuv asei that carry with the karis. Normally there's 34 lavim, that if one chalila is over on the lavim, he's chayav karis. But there's two aseis that the lack of performing the asei is a chiyuv karis. Number one, mila, and number two, karam Pesach. So since karam Pesach is an asei that there's karis, if one does not perform the asei, there's a chiyuv karis. So therefore, the rabbanon waive their rabbanon of einan, not being able to eat kachim by karm pesach, in order to enable not to be over this asei sheish b'karis. Okay, says the Mishnah further. Hashemeya al mesai, one who hears about that he has a relative who died. Halacha is one hears about a relative who dies. He has a status of being an einan again with rabbanon. Says the Mishnah further, on top of Tadi Beis Malf, Vamalakila Atzameis, or one who gathers the bones of his parents, he's moving the burial spot of his parents. Rashi brings that on that day again, there's a din of Avelis. There's a din of Avelis that entire day. So Lacha is Tevel Vechab Kachim, he could go to the mikveh and eat Kachim, he could even eat Kachim. Not only could he eat Karm Pesach, of course, he could even go to the mikveh and eat Kachim. Ger Shen is Gayer. A Ger that is Megayer. And the first one, Medayik, Achrein one Medayik, a Ger Shenis Gayer. Of course, it should say Gay Shenis Gayer, a Ger that is Megayer. He's only a Ger after he's Megayer. He should be called a Gay Shenis Gayer. Bear Pesach, and our Pesach. So what does it mean, Ger Shenis Gayer? So the first one say, the Achreinim say that there's a concept that all Gerim were actually by Matan Torah. Even though they were born as Gayim, but they became, anyone that ultimately becomes a Yid, they were born, the neshamas were actually Amat and Torah. So that's the lashon of Ger Shenis Gayer. He was always a Ger. He was a Ger Mitchilasai. He was a Ger even before he was actually a Ger. He already had it in him because he was by Har Sinai. Okay. Ger Shenis Gayer Pesach. Beshama Imrim Tevel Va'echel as Pesachel Erev. Beshama says he goes to the mikveh and he eats his Karan Pesach that night. Beshama Imrim A perish min arla, no. Someone who gets rid of his arelos, his foreskin, ki perish min akever. He's tummy like someone who is separated from the grave, like someone who has tummy's mates. So someone who becomes a ger on Erev Pesach has a din of tumma, like 7 days tumma, like a mace, and therefore he cannot partake in the Karan Pesach, and he has to wait for Pesach Sheni. Now this din that Rabbi Sol is saying that a ger, that's Megayer, has a din like a tummy, like his tummy, like a person that touched a mace, is clearly is the chare din rabbanon. The Gemara is going to explain what the basis for Basil's din is, why the rabbanon Megayer, but it's a din rabbanon. But yet we're saying the mice, since the rabbanon Megayer, once they were geizer, he's din of tumma. Therefore, he cannot be yetzes Karban Pesach right now. He's got to wait till Pesach Sheni. Beis Shammai wasn't geizer this gezeira, and therefore he could be yetzes Pesach Sheni, the Pesach Rishon, already that day. Oh, by ger, we understand why we're saying goes to the mikvah. He needs Pesach Hanai because a ger, part of the process is going to the mikvah. But earlier in the Mishnah, we didn't elaborate. What was the idea that an einin goes to the mikvah? L'chayra einin, I mean, again, if he's tummy, you have other issues. Tummy mace, you need spritzing of day 3 and day 7. It's a whole different process. L'chayra elamai wasn't tummy. So what's the idea of going to the mikvah? So Rashi, earlier in the Mishnah, brings that there's halacha, there's a maila that was done by hektish. That since there was a moment that he's usher for kachim, and now he's becoming mutter, the Rabbanan said, if a person goes through a period where he's usher to kachim, and now he's mutter, he needs to go to the mikvah. So the toivel that we're referring to earlier in the Mishnah, that by an einin, he goes to the mikvah and he can eat Pesach that night. He can't eat kachim anyway. Kozman, he's still einin mid Rabbanan. But einin mid Rabbanan could eat Pesach, but he's, because he left the status of einin deraisa, that switching over also requires going to the mikvah in order to enable eating the Karban Pesach. Now, we referenced in the Mishnah a case where someone moved the bones. Right? Someone was a likud atzameis. Someone was moving the bones of his parents. He's moving the place of the interment, the place where they were buried. So, two things. First of all, we're saying the halacha is that a person whose bones, parents, the bones are moved, so he's tamei for, he's like an avil for that day. Pashas means he's a ayinah for that day. He's part of the mitzvah for that day. We're saying by night he can eat the Karban Pesach, no problem. He can eat all kachem, I should say. No problem. It's certainly Karban Pesach. But for that day, he's part of the mitzvah. Chasam Sefer writes that actually because of this, very interesting, if someone knows that another person's relatives, the bones are being moved, and the relative, for whatever reason, didn't know about it, one should not inform them till after that day. One should not inform till after that day. Why? Because you don't want to make someone put them in a mitzvah. Very interesting. Even though that's not a lacha, the day that his family member's bones are being moved, he's put them in a mitzvah. You don't want to make someone put them in a mitzvah. You'd rather let me chayv in a mitzvah, so you don't tell him, you inform him afterwards, and then they won't be that day. They're putter because he's only hearing about the bones being moved. Again, hearing about a relative that died for the first time. That's a din of avelus for the day, or the day that someone's parents or other close relatives' bones are moved. That's a din of aninus and avelus. But hearing about the bones being moved a day later will not have that status, and therefore he'll skip over that day being pater mitzvahs. He won't go through a day of his life of pater mitzvahs. Chasam Sefer says better not to tell the person that day. Tell him the next day. Interesting. Chasam Sefer. Next point. There's actually a tshuva for Rav Meisha about this. Bechlal, when do we move someone's bones? When is it mutter? Not so simple to take someone who's already buried and to move their bones. So there's, if I remember correctly, there's over maybe 25, even to over 20 different discussions, different shilas that's all put together in one big tshuva in Ramesha, where the different rabbanim, actually one of them was from Toronto, where the different rabbanim asked shilas to Ramesha about different scenarios about moving the bones. We'll go through just a couple quick ones. One of them is classic one is to move to Eretz Yisrael. If they buried someone for everything, they couldn't go to Eretz Yisrael at that time. Now would be a great example right now. If someone's lifted, they can't get, as far as I know, the borders are closed, airplanes are not getting in, except for maybe citizens citizens, I think, are able to get in, but non-citizens, certainly, we're constantly bearing Eretz Yisrael right now at this particular time, because of the lockdown, they are not able to get into Eretz Yisrael. So, let's say someone is nifter in this period, Chalila, and they want to move them later because their desire was to be in Eretz Yisrael. So, Ramesha actually writes, there's a big discussion in Achrenim, not everyone's so keen on this, but Ramesha, the Minhag Ha'Elam is, in general, Let me go back on that. There's some achrayim that hold in general to live one's whole life in chutz la'aretz and just to put their body in Eretz Yisrael after the niftar is not a good thing. They're not fans of it. The big raya, of course, for Karet is Yaakov Avinu. Right, Yaakov Avinu Mitzrayim. Now Yaakov Avinu didn't live his whole life in Chutzlars, but the point is Yaakov Avinu did have his body be brought back to Eretz Yisrael, and those same places. What are you comparing? Yaakov Avinu was a tzaddik. First of all, he lived in Eretz Yisrael part of his life, and he was a tzaddik Yisrael Elam. He was a great tzaddik. But for a person who's not on a madrega, not a big tzaddik, not so posh that they should be moving the bones back. The Velt Hanoga Lamaisa is that there's a maila because the Chazal tell us, and we just referenced it recently about the we had mechilas under the Beis Hamikdash, and the Chazal speak about the mechilas, the tunnels under the world in general, that the people that are buried outside of Chutz La'aretz by Tchias HaMeisim, they're going to roll through mechilas all the way to Eretz Yisrael. So that itself is supposed to be considered not the most exciting activity of rolling through mechilas all the way to Eretz Yisrael, mechilas through the tunnels to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the hanhaga of many people, really very much based on that, is to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so let's say you have this person who's buried in Chutz Eretz, now you want to move him to Eretz Yisrael, so clearly Ramesha is okay with burying Eretz Yisrael in general, because he's even okay with this. He says, yes, absolutely, Eretz Yisrael is a good enough reason to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Ramesha himself, of course, was buried in Eretz Yisrael, even though he lived out of Eretz Yisrael. Ramesha held that that is a good enough reason to take out someone that already was buried and move the bones and transport that soul. That would be a case of Likat Samais. What if the person got buried in the middle of nowhere? Circumstances were such that the person buried in the middle of nowhere. And now the family can't go visit. That was a shalom to Ramesha. Over there he was Momachmer. He said, because ultimately, what's the point of visiting? Is it for the mace or is it for the family members? If it's for the mace, then you can have a discussion about moving the mace. But if it's mainly for the family members, for their emotional satisfaction, that wouldn't be enough of a reason to go and move the mace. And therefore, he says, that's not a good enough reason. What if the mace, a mistake happened? They put the mace next to the wrong spouse. They mixed up where the mace was supposed to go, where his plot was. And instead of putting him next to his wife, or the wife next to the husband, they put them next to a different couple. Interestingly enough, that is a sufficient reason to move. What if a mace is buried in a Goyish cemetery? Let's say the children were either there was no option, or there was options, but the children weren't from, the children weren't Yidden, weren't like the Shem Tam Mitzvah, so they didn't think about any importance to bury the person in a Yidden cemetery, and now there's a generation of some people, Chayz B'Shuva, and now they want to move their parents, so that would be potentially a reason to, yes, move the parents. I believe he's Megal, I'm forgetting now, but I believe in that case he was Megal. There's, again, different scenarios. We just quoted a couple of them, I think as many as between 20 and 25 scenarios of Likud HaTzamis where the Shalos came to Ramesha. Okay, back to Gemara. My Taima, what is the reason the Mishnah says an Einin is able to eat Karban Pesach even though he can't eat other Kachim? So we already spoke of the answer in the Mishnah, Kasavar Ninas Laila Drabanan, because he holds, our Mishnah holds that Ninas of Laila is Drabanan again. Rashi saying even if the mace wasn't buried. Our Tan holds that the Aninas of nighttime after the day post the day that the mace is nifter is only rabbinic. The Gabi Pesach lay me Drabanan Devrayim B'makim Karis. And the Gabi Pesach, because it's Asesh Karis, Drabanan relaxed their halacha, their gzera. Gabi Kachim, whereas the Gabi Kachim where there is no, maybe the mitzvah say tikachim, but it's not say sheish bakares. So over there, the Rabbanan did keep their chumra of aninas of Laila being noyeg against the assay, the mitzvah tikares, that they did keep it in place against say sheish. I'm sorry, against the assay tikachim, they kept their gezeirah of aninas in place against the assay to eat not to eat karm pesach against the assay about in karm pesach, which is assay shifts to karm karis. Over there, they did not keep the aninas in place. Shemei al mace, we said one hears about his mace, or in the case of lakat samais, over there you can eat pesach and you can eat kachem already by nightfall. Lakat samais, haboy asa shlishu v'shvin, the more yes, the person is gathering the bones of his parents, he's tamei. If he's tamei, he needs Azah, he needs to have spritz from the paradum waters on day 3 day 7. It's a 7 day process. What on earth does that mean? He's able to eat Pesach that night. Answer the more of the Ivy Starts. Ema shalik to let some. The wording is not so geshmak. We have to switch it to not hamalakit. Hamalakit means the guy himself was malakit his parents' bones. It means he arranged it. It's funny. It's funny. The Gemara switches the almost like the you're reading as if it says shalik to lay that they gathered for him. You could have also I would have thought you could have read the Mishnah with the same words. Hamalakit some is he's gathering the bones of his parents, but it doesn't mean he's physically doing it. He's arranging for it to be done. Ayideh, the Chevra Kadisha, Ayideh, whoever deals with it, he's arranging for it to be done. He himself's not involved. I could have understood that touch as well. Lamais, the Gemara says no. The Gemara switches the wording and says it's Shalik Tulay at some, again, same outcome that others are doing on his behalf. Okay. Gersh Nesgayer. So the halach is Vigersh Megayer on Erev Pesach. So we said he goes to the mikvah, and we went to Machlekes. Sorry. Peshame says he goes to the mikvah and eats Pesach that night. Peshul says no, it's a problem. The question is why. Amar Rabbi Chan or Merechan Machlekes Baarul Nachmi. The Machlekes first we'll talk in Nafka, but when we talk about an Aril or Gershon Geyer who went and had that Arilus cut off, Beisil says it's still a problem because he's like a tummy mace, and Meshami says no, it's okay, goes to Mikvah, he's fine. The whole Machlekes is by a Goyish Aril. To Beisil Savi Gzeira, here we see the reason for Beisil. Gzeira Shaviyit Melashon Abav Yemer. It's a Gzeira. The next year he's going to. This guy's going to be a Yid. He's now a Yid for a year. Comes next Pesach, he becomes tummy. And what's going to happen? He's going to say, "Eshtake mila tevalt vechalti." Last year I went to the mikveh, and I was tur. Even though I had a problem, I wasn't able to eat Karban Pesach in my status on Erev Pesach. I went to the mikveh, and by nightfall was okay. So achshavanami etol eichel. Let me say better. I didn't say that well. It's more than that. The last year, the guy was Isaac with a mace. Not Stami was not able to eat Karban Pesach. The guy, Bishas Pinyo, he's being Megayer right now on the 14th of Nisan. earlier that day, the same day, he touched a mace. He touched a mace, Allah is a guy, he's not a tummy. A guy doesn't become tummy. So touching a mace doesn't make a difference. But in his mind, he's going to say, last year I touched a mace, I buried a mace also, this day I on Erev Pesach, and I had my gairus, and I went to the mace, busy day, and I went to the mikveh, and I ate Karim Pesach that night. So now, a year later, as a yid also, I touched a mace, I go to the mikveh, and I eat Karim Pesach at night, not realizing, says the Gemara v'liyada, this year as a yid, let me do the same thing. Last year he was a nachri and he's not mekabel tumah as a nachri. Now he's a yid, he's mekabel tumah. He's not going to recognize the difference. We have this concept of the gezira that people are going to compare last year to this year in different scenarios and make mistakes. And therefore, Beisil is gezer. And Beisil says that's the reason why I'm a gezer. He has a din of tumas meis. Since an aro who's becoming a ger, who's becoming a yid, may have been in contact with the mace, may have been. It's an interesting gzera. May have been. And on the side he was, he may make a mistake. It's like a double. And if he was in contact with the mace this year, he may be in contact with the mace again next year, and he may make a mistake and think that it's the same status, same halacha, and he could just go to the mikvah and eat the Karim Pesach. And because that Rav Beis Hillel was gezer, because that Beis Hillel is gezer, that across the board, an Aral guy who's megayer has a din of tumah for 7 days until he eats Karim Pesach. That is Beis Hillel. B'shamay, so if you like this reading, we're not gezer, and not to chalila take any sides in a machlekes B'shamay Beis Hillel, and certainly not to take a side B'shamay because we pass on Beis Hillel. But the point is, when we spoke out the gezerah in Beis Hillel, I tried to bring out the point that it's there's multiple maybes. Remember, we're making a gezerah across the board by all gerim, even though the gerim may not have touched as a guy, he may not have even touched a mace on Erev Pesach when he was still a guy. He may not have touched it. Even if he did, he's going to have to also touch a mace. It's going to have to be a case where he touches mace. It doesn't have to be the day of Pesach, but within a couple of days before Pesach the next year. Again, it's very possible, but again, it's two things. It's two. That's already two scenarios have to happen. He has to be in contact with the mace as a guy, I should say, and then the next year as a ger. And he also has to make a mistake and not know the halacha. It's a three-pronged concern. You need three different boxes to check off to make it happen. And Beis Hillel Maisa is Machmer, but Beis Shammai is Mekel. Again, I'm using the words Machmer, Mekel, not so simple. I know Larry always points out there's a list of cases where we pass like Beis Shammai, where Beis Shammai is Lechumra, and Beis Shammai, sorry, is Lekula, and Beis Hillel is Lechumra, and would this make the list? It doesn't have to make the list because Maisa Lechumra is Lekula. Beis Shammai is saying he's being Mekel, that he allows him to eat the Karim Pesach, is also a Chiyav now. It's a Chumra, it's a Chiyav, he's Mechuyav in Karim Pesach. According to Beis Hillel, that he's considered tummy, so he's not allowed to be in the Karim Pesach, but Shantzak Chumra is also cooler because the Maisa is exempt from, at least the Rabbana made him exempt from Karim Pesach in that scenario. Okay. Tana Mihachi, the price that backs up. So, oh, sorry. The point is, the Beshame Savi Legas Rinan, Aval, Ari Yisrael, this was the whole. Qualification that Rabbi Barachana was coming to say the name of Yechanan, that this whole conversation is only by an Aral who was a guy, an Aral that was a guy. Being a guy, that's why I have this concern. But a guy who's always a yid, the concern doesn't exist. He's always tummy. Last year he'd been tummy, and this year's tummy. And we're not concerned for this mistake, says the Gemara, of Ari Yisrael, Divyak Kil Tevil, by Ari Yisrael, everyone agrees that he can go to the mikveh, Vechel Pesach Lerv, Ain Pesach that night. To make a gzeira, Aral of a yid, Atun Aral of a guy, that everyone agrees, we don't make such a gzeira, and we're not concerned. So Rabbi Chana and Rabbi Bechanan is qualifying Beis Hillel. He's just saying when it says in the Mishnah an Aral, I mean the Mishnah does say the words very clearly, Gershon is Gair. The Mishnah says those words. But the Mishnah ends off saying that Beis Hillel says he's no good for Karim Pesach that night, the Gershon is Gair. Why? Because HaPerish Min HaArla, one who separates from the Arla, is like he's Perish Mekefer, it's like he's Tamei Meis. So on that, Rabbi Chana felt the need to be for name Rabbi Bechanan to elaborate, to qualify and say, Dafka by an Earl of a guy who's been Megayer, do we have this Gezerah? By Earl of Ian, you don't say this, if he gets his Bris Milah, he goes to Mikvah, to Karim Pesach, no problem. Says, and by the way, also, he still, based on what we said before, he still has to go to the Mikvah because he wasn't able to eat Karim Pesach till now. Now he's able to eat it, that alone would require him going to the Mikvah. Okay. Tana Mechir Bryce, to back up this qualification, Amr Abel Shimon Lazar, Lenechim Bisham Besilil, Al Earl Yisrael, is Takanom Achlekis by Yisrael, that became circumcised on Erev Pesach, Shetevo Veichel, Espeschei, Larav, he goes to the mikveh. Again, like we just pointed out, he would go to the mikveh also, and he eats Karim Pesach at night. Amanechlu is Machlekes al Aral Nachri, an Aral of a guy, a guyish Aral who became a ger on Erev Pesach. Shepeshamar Metevo Veichel, Espeschei, Larav, no problem. Even if he was in contact with the mace, he buried a family member that morning, let's just say. He's not Tame, he was a guy at that time. And now he became a ger, goes to the mikveh, and he eats Karim Pesach at night, that's Peshamai. No, Hapershman, the Kapershman Makever. Again, we have the Gezerah, one who has got rid of his Arelis, was scared his tummy, has a status of tummy mace, because maybe he dealt with a mace right before he became a ger, and next year he may make the same mistake and think he could deal with the mace, and then just go to the mikveh and eat Karim Pesach, which obviously he can't, because he's tummy mace, and therefore we make a gzeira. Okay, Amarava. Aral, so once we've been discussing the different cases of where the Chachamim were lax, or they waived their gzera, for example, by Einan cannot eat kachem, but we said in the Mishnah, Einan could eat Karm Pesach once he goes to make Karm Pesach. Why? Because the Isser of the Einan at night, after the day of the death, we said is only rabbinic, and the Rabbanim pushed away their gzera, b'makam and asei shesh bakaris, b'makam, a case of Karm Pesach. So now we are talking other cases that fit this that fit or don't fit this klal, these types of scenario where the Rabbanim relaxed their gzeras. Two dots. Amarava. Arel, the case of Arel, which was the case mentioned, that's obviously the Machlokes B'Sham and B'Misilel, where B'Sham and B'Misilel says, again, we're Geizer, first year of Arelus, of becoming a Ger, up to the next year, and therefore the Rabban made a Gzera that he's Tamei, that he has a status, he can't be Karpas that night, and the Gzera Rabban is going to keep him away from Hamid Devarim, even Mamakam Achiv Karas. B'Hazah, that's the mission we have back on Daf Samachay. We have the mission where a person is, let's say, his seventh day of his Tara process from being Tamei Meis. The halach is, when the one's Tamei Meis, he needs to go to the mikveh and has to be spritzed on day 3 and day 7. If day 7 falls out on Shabbos, he's not able to have the Azah that day, the Rabbanim of Gezer, not to do Azah on a person on day 7, which falls on Shabbos. Why? Either because you make up to carry the water, or the water of the Azah make up to carry Shabbat Ven, like we find by Lulav, like you find by Shafer, like you find by Megillah, coming up this week. Again, this week, Purim is on Friday, but theoretically, if it's on Shabbos, you'd have that exactly that issue. Fine. And so here too, that's one reason. The other reason for Hazah is because it's tikkun. You mean misakin the person, and that can be a problem on Shabbos. By the way, these are both gezeras, drabanans, and they kept the gezera in place even when a person has the seventh day of his Tara process on Erev Pesach. And therefore, not an alien to have the Hazah will take away his ability to eat Karm Pesach, to be yates the mitzvah. The Chum kept their gezera in place. And the third case is Yizemel. Yizemel is where the knife needs to be brought for Bismillah. Again, one who didn't have Bismillah certainly cannot partake in Karm Pesach. So where the Rabbanan did not relax the carrying of the Yizemel on Shabbos in order to be yates the mitzvah, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Bismillah, which will again lead him to be an Arel, which makes him no longer able to Karm Pesach. In all three of these cases, says the Gemara, says Rava, Hamid Makam Karis, the Rabbanan kept the gzera, even though it's in the face of Karis. It's against a mitzvah's Karis. Again, we spoke as two assays of Karis, Pesach, and Mila, and that's all three of the cases really are actually focused. I mean, the last case has Mila element too, but really focus on Pesach, even though it's going against Karm Pesach, it's still going to be the Rabbanan kept the gzera in place. However, in three cases, they relaxed the gzera. The first case of a Mishnah, Einan, which we said, the Aninus of the night is only rabbinic, and the Rabbanan, and you can't catch him, but they relaxed the gzera. The Rabbanan, the guy being Karm Pesach, because they don't want to be Hamid Zavayim, B'makam, Asay Shish Bakaris. Mitzera, we're going to explain. Mitzera is talking about a person who, we know the Mitzera has to go on the last day of his Tara process. He goes to Shaar Nikner, puts his hands inside the door space Shaar Nikner, which didn't have Kedusha on purpose, in order that he didn't have Kedusha of Hazara, in order that he could put his hands there, but it wouldn't be a psul yetzir for the dam. You take the dam of the Asham, you put it on his thumbs, on his big fingers, his thumbs, and on his big toes. So the Matam Bahinus, it's called. So they didn't make the Yer Kaddish, but there could be a separate issue. That's all good in a regular case of Mitzrayim. But what if you have a Mitzrayim who ended up Nebuch becoming a Balkari on day 8? He became a Balkari on that day as well. So now he has a separate tumma to contend with. Balkari has to leave the machnas. The lach is that, again, just to remind ourselves, mitzera and maker, then let's leave all three machnas. Now he's able to the entire process. He's able to come already not only into machnas Yisrael, even into machnas Levi, which is the Har Bayis. He just can't go into the Azara, which is machnas Shechina. He can't go into there. So that's why he stands over there with his outside Shaar Nikner, and that's okay. Balkari, as a tumma yetzib gufa, he has to leave two machnas. He has to leave two camps. So he would have to leave both machnas Shechina and machnas Levi. He can't go to Har Bayis. He can't go to the spot where the mitzera has to be. But big exception. Once he's already gone to the mikveh to Tefillah Yom, Tefillah Yom is allowed to go. We'll see coming up. The Gemara's gonna explain that he's allowed to go Me'ikir Adin onto Har Bayis, onto Machna Levia. But the Rabbanim with Gezer not. But in the case of Erev Pesach, where the Mitzrayim is trying to fix himself to be able to eat the Karm Pesach, over there the Rabbanim relaxed the Gezer by the very specific case by the Mitzrayim on day 8, who's also Tefillah Yom from Tumas Keri, he's able to go. The Rabbanim relaxed the Gezer. That's the second case where the Rabbanim did not keep the Gezer in effect in the face of Karis, in the face of Asishish. Gemara. And lastly, Beis HaPras is a field where there was a mace, a dead person that was plowed throughout the field, and there's a gezeira. It's a gezeira d'rabbanan on rice level. We're not concerned that a kohen walking through there, or a person in general walking through there, would become tamei. But the rabbanan are gezer, so they relax the gezeira, and then we'll see what relaxing was. There's ways to go through the field and still be able to be karm pesach in order not to mess up the asay sheish bekaris, namely karm pesach. So again, we have three where the rabbanan did not relax the gezeira, namely Aril, Hazah, and Izemel, the Hazah of the tummy mace on his eighth day on Shabbos, on the seventh day on Shabbos, or the Zemel carrying the knife. And then we have the three cases of the Rabbanan did relax the gezeira, the Einan, the Mitzrayim who's about carry, and the Beis HaPras. The Gemara now elaborates on them. We kind of spoke almost already. The Gemara's elaborated, says Gemara. Aril had the Gemara, the Aril is the case of the Mishnah, Machakis Bishamis Hillel, where we say the Aril who didn't have a Bismillah, the Aril who was becoming a Ger, cannot eat Karm Pesach that night, even though Maker didn't, he could, and the rest of it he could, he cannot, and even though now he's a Yid, it's unbelievable, it's his first day of mitzvahs, and still, the halacha is he's not able to eat Karm Pesach, but it's a gzeira. Beis Hillel said gzeira up to the next year, where he may chalila come to thinking that he could just go to the mikveh from the tumas mace, just like he did the year before. The year before wasn't tumas mace, right? But this year it's tumas mace, the second year, and al tzegzera, we do not allow him to eat karm pesach the first year. And therefore, the Rabbanan did keep the gzeira in place. That's Aral. Hazah Damamar, Hazah Shvus, we spoke at the Samachay. It's a Mishnah. Hazah Shvus is really the Rabbanan. Again, the gzeira is made up to carry, or you being misak in the person. And still, Vayedech Shabbos, we said in the Mishnah, is not Deich Shabbos. It falls out the seventh day of the entire process. From Tumas Meis falls on Shabbos. You do not do Hazah on Shabbos, which will cause him to be unable to eat the Karm Pesach that night. Is Zemel, and be part of Karm Pesach, even though it's a mitzvah, Asay Shesh Bekaris. And the third case, we do not relax, is Izemel. Izemel is the knife for the bris mila. The time went to the bris. Just like you can't bring the izemel. Derechus rabim. Kachem vino said derech gagas. So too you cannot bring it by ways of gagas roofs. Derech chatzeres. Derech kafifas. These are all kafif. Kafifas also are these like porches and stuff like that. It's all rabbinic places of carrying. And still, in order to be able to be able to the karm pesach, in order to be able to be able to the karm pesach, he needs to be gemal the child. And we don't do that. Even though it's only an iser derabbanan. That's the three cases where we do not relax derabbanan for a chiv of Pesach, which is a chiv asay sheish bekaris. Einin, where we do relax, to be case we relax. Number one is einin. That's our Mishnah Hadamarin, that the night after he has the mace, he's able to karm Pesach. Mitzera Mahi, what's Mitzera? We spoke this out already. Hitanya Mitzera Shachashmini Shalom Ber Pesach. Mitzera was eighth day fell on erev Pesach. He sees carry that day. What's the lachat? He goes to mikvah and he eats karm pesach that night. Amr chachamim, why? Even though tefuyim normally can't go into the harabayas, then this one can. Why? Mutav yavei asay sheish bekaris, vitcha asay sheish bekaris, let asay sheish bekaris, which is the mitzvah karm pesach. Let it be deichad asay. By this point, we're saying that tefuyim going on harabayas is at least an asay. Let it be deichad asay sheish bekaris. And Reichan elaborates, that's not even asay. From Rabbi Reichan, Vartar, I feel like it's asay in by. There's even asay over there. Shem, what's the raya? Shem, because the pasuk says, Vayam yashav bekal yud. What's it called? The new chatzar. Why is the new courtyard? The mechadish adaver legabi the courtyard. What's that? That's tefuyim lekantzav machlevia. The tefuyim can't go, even though he already went to the mikveh. Can't go on machlevia. Tefuyim of Tumas Keri can't go on machlevia. Can't go in that area by the Azara. But what do you see? Without the gezeira that they were gezer in this time by the pesukim over there in Divrei Yamim, he would be able to go onto into the Azara. So there are abundant. Is only Rabbinic Zera, and the Rabbanan relaxed in order to enable him to bring his Karban Pesach. Lastly, the last case, Pesach Pras Tetran, the Pesach Pras case is we learned the Mishnah, Vishavim, Misham, Mesil, Misham, Mesil, both agree, Tavam Beis, Shabbatkin, Laise Pesach. We check the floor, Laise Pesach, Vainbait, Laise Chuma. We check the floor to enable someone to pass through Pesach Pras, go be Yitz Karban Pesach, even though the Rabbanan said normally the Kirish Tuma, one who goes through Pesach Pras for Karban Pesach, we allow him to do that, but you don't check the floor for Chuma. Chuma is not so Dachuf, even though it's a mitzvah for Chuma, it's not a Chiv Karas, it's not a Seishish for Karas, you'll eat the Chuma later, you'll figure out another way around the field. You can always go to a different time, and therefore Chuma, we didn't relax the Gzeira. My Beit, what does Beit mean? Says Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel with Tupshatim. Amar Yehuda Shmuel Menapech Pesach Pras Peilach. You blow on the ground and you go, because again, we're talking about a case where the mace was plowed over throughout the field. So, what are the options? Either the bones are the fragmented piece of bones are buried deep down, and there's no issue. Oil, you're not oil because you're not being mile, you're not being an oil over a rave binyan, enough bones in the body to have a tumas oil. So the oil is not an issue. Elamai, and if it's buried in the ground, you're not touching it either. It's in the ground. Elamai, it's above the ground. It's above the ground, and it's something that you could touch. Either it's big enough and you'll see it, and not a problem. Or if it's very small, you blow it, and the problem is you touch it. Etzem kaseira, you have a problem if you touch it. If it's very small, when you blow, it moves out of the way, and therefore you'll be okay.
That is the first malach. Rabbi Dar Shmuel, you blow on the ground and you go through the field. Rabbi Dar Barbaya, Amish Meir Rabbi Dar. No, Aymar. He says a little bit different. Based on Prashin Nidashtar, he says different then that a base of that was trampled over many people. So over there, you have to enough concern even about Etzik Betzayra, who was trampled so much you have to worry Bichlal. So what does it mean? You baidik. It means you're baidik to see if this base of pras was such was a base of pras that was Nidash, that was trampled enough. You're doing a bedika to find out how heavily trafficked, how heavy trampled it was. That's sufficient. That is going to be used for Pesach, but it's not going to be used to enable someone to eat truma Pesach as a seishish bekaris, as opposed to truma hadron lacha isha. We finished the 8th parak mazel tov. We now come to the 9th parak. Actually, machlekes if this is the 9th parak or arvi pesachim, which we have as 10th parak is the 9th parak, and this would be the 10th parak, last parak of mizachta. Of course, we go like our seder. Our seder is in our bavli, in our versions of the gemara is that mishay tamir bederchayka, the din of someone who couldn't become pesach, which is the parak about to start because he's far away or he's tummy. That is the 9th parak, and arvi pesachim is the last parak. Let us begin. Mishay tamir one who was Tameh or was B'der Chayka and cannot do the Pesach Rishon, Yasa Sheni, he should make Pesach Sheni. If he wasn't able to Pesach Rishon because he was far away or Tameh, he does Pesach Sheni. Shagay Nanas, he was Shagay Nanas, he wasn't B'der Chayka, he wasn't Tameh, but he was some other Shagay or some other Inus. He did some other halachic accident or some other general accident. So he didn't do Karm Pesach Rishon, he does Karm Pesach Sheni, no problem. If that's the case, ask the Mishnah, why stress the cases of Tamei Derech Chayka in the Pasuk, if anyway one is going to be exempt, says the Mishnah, She'elu Peturim Mekaris Ve'elu Chayim Mekaris, because these are Patim Mekaris, these are Chayim Mekaris. Now, the simple title that would mean that the first group, let's say, Tamei Derech Chayka, which the Pasuk elaborates, those are Patim Mekaris, whereas Shaking Einus are Chayim Mekaris, but that can't be. Shaking Einus cannot be Chayim Mekaris. We know it doesn't make sense that Shaking Einus is Chayim Mekaris. So that can't be the title of the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to learn, use it to actually answer a different question as well, but it's going to answer that what the Lashon of Chayim and Karis in the Mishnah means, it's not going to refer to Shagig Umezin. We'll see. Now, before you go further in the Gemara, just one quick question, or two quick points. First of all, what is Derech Chayka? How do you determine when a person is Derech Chayka? What time? If he's Derech Chayka on the 12th, the 13th, the 14th of Erev Pesach itself, 14th in the morning, 14th afternoon, his Machlekes Rashi and Rambam. Rashi learns you go based where his location is at this man of Chiyuv Karm Pesach, which is when Chatzais, from Chatzais, Bein Arbayim, through Bein Arbayim on Erev Pesach, that's when you're being the Karm Pesach. If he's Derech Chayka, then he's exempt, so to speak. He has the makeup to make Pesach Sheni. Whereas if he was Derech Chayka early in the day, but he's able to be, he was back within distance by Ben Arbayim, he's chayef. Rambam seems to say that the Geder is based on where he was in the morning. The morning of the 14th, by Lisa Shachar, that's what sets up whether it's Derech Chayka or not. Interesting, Machlekes Rashi and Rambam. Now, we had a big discussion, if you remember way back when on Daf Gimel, we had a discussion, Machlekes, it's come up a few times since then, between the Slach and the Michas Chinuch, but the Gemara over there discusses that there was a fellow who, a guy who was bragging that he constantly was eating, partaking in the Karm Pesach, and he was bragging to a Tana, again, I forget which Tana, embarrassing, I forget which Tana it was, because it is 90 blood ago, but I forget which Tana it was, Naf Gimel, who he was bragging to, that every year I get to go and join a Chabur and eat the Karm Pesach, even though I'm a guy. It says, Arul can't eat, doesn't matter, I get to eat. And the Tana said to him, do they give you from the choicest part from the tail? He said, no, the Taka don't give me that part. He said, okay, well, make sure, once you're going, get from the choicest part. Of course, it was a scheme in order that the guy should blow his cover. Why? Because the tail, the fatty tail, is the part that goes on the Mizbeach. It depends if it's a sheep or a goat, with this tail b'chlal, but the fatty tail goes on the Mizbeach. No one, you don't eat it ever. So, by asking this question, it provoked the people to say, who told you that? How do you know this? He said, of course, the great Tana told this to me, and they chapted, he did a little more research, chapted, he's a guy, he's an imposter, and they gave him Misa, and they killed him. Okay, discussion over there, in the version, why is he chayv Misa, was he chayv Misa for a guy eating Karm Pesach, is he chayv Misa? Okay, the question is, it was clear from the story, it seemed pretty clear that this Tana himself gave the instructions from a distance, go ask for this. You could say he wasn't going to be with him wherever he didn't know which chabur he's going to go to. But the mashmaya says that he wasn't, and maybe it was even clear in the Gemara, that he wasn't going to Eretz Yisrael himself. He wasn't going to Yerushalayim himself. He wasn't going to the Yerushalayim to eat Karm Pesach himself. So what's the pshat? Derech Chayka is pater, but why is he staying with Derech Chayka? Come to Yerushalayim. So the first one discussed over there, a svara that he was a chayla, he was older, he wasn't able to travel, and therefore he's able to say Derech Chayka. The tzlach learns over there that the din, again, not that this person, this is whoever the son was, didn't see the importance of going to Yerushalayim, but the tzlach speaks out over there. General, that we view Karm Pesach like we view tzitzis. Tzitzis is a person mechuyev tzitzis. When he has a four-cornered bekin, he has a chiv to wear tzitzis. But he's never chiv to put in a four-cornered bekin to wear tzitzis. We do, Klai Yisrael, the Gemara tells us, did take on themselves, in Menachas and Brachas, Klai Yisrael took on themselves to wear tzitzis, b'chol yom, regardless, but it's not really a chiv to wear tzitzis. It's a chiv to wear tzitzis when there's a four-cornered bekin. So too, if you're Yerushalayim, On Erev Pesach, you're being a Karbesach. Unbelievable. But according to Tzach, learns that if you're not in Yishlaim, there's no chiv to put yourself in a matzav to go to Yishlaim, to be there, to be in the Karbesach. Mechaslinich argues strongly, it's a vada of the chiv that one should lechatchila be trying to get there. I mean, even the Tzach agrees, lechatchila is trying to get there, but there's no chiv. There's no absolute chiv. Mechaslinich says a vada 100% is a chiv that under a normal circumstance, a person should make it his business and make sure to get there. The fact that he's not always away should really be coming from some sort of, I mean, I don't want to say it's the same case as Einis, that's the next case of the Mishnah, but some sort of case where it was beyond his control, it wasn't planned, and that's when we have this din. But the chatchila person is mechuyev to make it his business to get there. That's a discussion we get between the Slach and the Chinuch. Says the Gemara, Itmar. And they did zrika on his behalf, so they took care of him. Interesting words of Rashi. Rashi speaks out that they shechted on him. First two words of Rashi, and he'll be back by night. It seems like Rashi says he'll be back by night. It seems to be an interesting point. The Gemara is not going to be clear that he has to actually partake in the Karm Pesach. It just means they shecht the Karm Pesach on his behalf. But Rashi seems to be saying, but he also came back at night. Sounds like without that, it wouldn't be good even according to Rav Nachman. Let's see. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman Amar Hertza works. Rav Sheshes Amar Leretza, the Gemara explains. Rav Nachman Amar Hertza, why not? Rav Nachman Amar Hertza, why does it work? I'm sorry, why yes? Mechas, who the Chas Rachman Allah, the Ovid, Tavil Abracha. The Torah had Rachmanas in him when he's far, that he's not able to bring Karm Pesach, and therefore he's able to bring one in its place on the second, on Pesach Sheni. But if somehow he's able to get the Karm Pesach done, even though he's far, Matayva Manayim, Tavil Abracha. Rav Sheshes Amar No, Lehertza, Mitcha Hudachi Rachmana Kitame. The Torah made him like a Tame, just like a Tame. He cannot bring Pesach Rishon, he's pushed to Pesach Sheni. So too, this fellow, it was their Chayka, is part of the exemption is he no longer has a chiyuv of Pesach Rishon, and he gets pushed back to Pesach Sheni. Okay. Amar Nachman says, "I'll be your proof for our Mishnah. Nachman, I'll be your proof to me for Mishnah. The easy Yitzah. Why? The Mishnah be tamei b'derech chayka v'layasa Pesach Rishon yasas Sheni. A person who was tamei or derech chayka and didn't do the first Pesach, he does a second. Very clear inference. The word layasa is almost extra. I should have said Mishnah tamei b'derech chayka Yasa Pesach, Yasa Sheni. The word le'asa is mashma that he didn't do it, but if he did do it, he would be Yetzah. Mechal di bayavet, sounds like if he is able to, if he wants to, he could do it, and he's not going to be Yetzah. Nice diak for the Mishnah, for Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshes deflects it. Rav Sheshes Amar, no. Amalach, Yachi Seifa, according to your diak, let's go to the Seifa. Seifa the Tani Shagan Nenas, Velasas Arishan, Yasa Sheni. If he has a Shegig or his Anus, and he didn't do the Rishan, he should do Pesach Sheni. Midutani Vlasa, Mechal, the Lashing Le'asa is mashma, di bayavet, if he wanted to, he could do it, right? That's what's coming out. Again, you're Lashav Le'asa. But it's not true. Harry Shagari Na'anis, but talking about a guy who's a Shagunis, he doesn't have the option of doing it. What are you saying that Lashav Le'asa means if he wanted to, he could? Isn't it clear he's a Shagunis and therefore he was not able to do it? So how are you going to fit the word Le'asa? Ella, Le'asa in the safe is coming to include a Mazid. Ella Mazid coming back at Badayo. It's coming to include a case of Mazid. That's what the Le'asa of the safe is coming to include. Hachanami Einen Katani Badayo. So to over here, Einin is coming to be included in the Reisha, meaning the Le'asas are coming to include an extra case. That's how Rav Sheshes learns. And he says, I'll bring you a proof, because if not, how on earth are you going to attach the Seifa by shaking an Einin? Certainly couldn't do it. There's no other choice. There's no other option. And therefore, it's coming to include, because if you could still do it, you're not shaking an Einin. So it's coming to include amazed. So to the Reisha, coming to include Einin. And therefore, you have no extra word Le'asa to make your Diak. And the Marataka says, a Raya to this deflection of Rav Sheshes, says the Gemara, I'm Rav Sheshes, Masis Nami Deka, Mishnah Meduik, because like we spoke out, that the Mishnah reads when it talks in the Mishnah about what these guys are, Chayv Karas. These guys aren't Chayv Karas. Who are these? These are Chayv Karas. These aren't. Everyone in a Mishnah, if you read at face value, shouldn't be Chayv Karas, because even shaking an Anus shouldn't be Chayv Karas. So says the Gemara, Ravashi's going to say that part of the Mishnah also stems better, like Rav Sheshes' deflection. I'm Ravashi, Masis Nami Deka, Mishnah Meduik, Tani Elip Turn, May Karas, Elip Chayvin says in the Mishnah, these are Patma Karas, these are Chayv Karas. Ahai. Which group is going on? Ilema Shagig, who's Chayv Karas? Ilema Shagig Venanas, Shagig Venanas, Mekai Arsenu, are Shagig and Ainus Bnei Karas? Could a Shagig and Ainus be Chayv Karas? And this actually reminds me, we have to get back to a point from yesterday's daf about a Katan being Chayv Karas. We'll get back to it in a moment, right in the Shir. Ella Lav, Amaze of Ainan. When it says in the Mishnah that these are Chayv Karas, these aren't, who are the these that are Chayv Karas? Can't be talking about, not talking about Der Chayka or Tami. It's not talking about Shagig Ainus. Rather, what's talking about? The unspoken cases of the Mishnah, the cases of Le'asa that we said in the Reisha refers to Ainan, and say refers to Amaz, it's referring to those guys, the love Amaz of Ainan, that they didn't bring the Karim Pesach. the people doing Karban Pesach we don't have an excuse, they would be Chayv Karis. That's the unspoken case of the Mishnah. That's what's referring to. And Rav Nachman Taka, how is he going to answer this question? He'll say, you're right, the Seifa is not talking about Shegi Anaynas. The Seifa Taka has to be talking about Mazen, and Mazen is plugged into the Seifa. But the Reisha not. Rav Nachman Amalach, Leila Mazel Chadei, Uvidim Debar Lemis Chayev, and actually, the Mishnah showed us the Lashon that is Chayev, in Lashon, meaning the Seifa, according to Rav Sheshis, according to the way we're learning it, there's two cases, Einan, and there's the case of Mazid. So we say, Chayavim, Harichavim, plural. According to Rav Nachman, there's only one case of Mazid in the Seifa, because the Rashi is using still for his Diak, that Leasa means that you could, if you do it, it's okay. Their Chayka works, so he doesn't have a Diak of Einan over there, so the Seifa only have a Seifa in any case of Mazid. It should be Lashin Yachid, that what? Chayav. Elu chayav, elu pturin from Karis, ve'elu chayav, singular. Why is it chayavin? Says the Gemara, v'ayit tani chayavin. Rav Nachman will say chayavin is plural for symmetry of the reisha. Ayit tani reisha pturin, tani I'm safe pturin. Safe chayavin. Safe says chayavin because the reisha is pturin. So we don't have symmetry. We keep the same lashon. One quick point from yesterday's daf. So we spoke out yesterday. There's a drasha. The ish comes to exclude a katan from Karis. Ish comes to exclude a katan from Karis by Pesach. And we asked when we read the Gemara just towards the second part of this latter part of the shir. We were tight on time, and we asked. That l'chayra, isn't it pasha that a katan nachayim occurs? Of course a katan is nachayim occurs. Who needs a pasuk ish to matter katan occurs? We spoke out Taisa's kasha. I just want to speak out Taisa's answer quickly. Taisa's answers that we're talking about a case where the guy became a gazel between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. In such a case, they'd be a tzad, the enachrami, avada katan was katan throughout nachayim occurs. But this katan, because now he's a gazel Pesach Sheni, he's now machuyev, and since he's now machuyev, he's chayv occurs, but doesn't bring it by Pesach Sheni. Kamash one Pesach Sheni is a tashlumen of Pesach Rishon, and someone who wasn't machuyev Pesach Rishon. It's automatically Namachim Pesach Sheni, and therefore that's the miyat of Ish teaching us, it's Gufa Gile, that it's a Tashlumim, not a separate Chiev, a new Chiev of Pesach Sheni, and therefore a Katan will be exempt from Karis. We do have this idea, a couple of Pesach Shas, Tais himself already brings it by us, and yes, he's Daphne on base. Tais brings that we have elsewhere in Shas where it discusses a Katan excluded from other punishments, other Chiev Karis, and again, in all the spaces, you can have this question of Tais. Tais says you have to understand why in each case there'd be a Havamina, one of the cases the Gemara discusses where in Yeshus Ish is Mizana with a Katan, and we're saying that she's Chayav Karis, but he's Pater from Karis, and we make a Drasha because Ish. Who needs a Drasha? Of course he's a Katan, of course he's Pater. So Tais over there, elsewhere, if I remember correctly, once explained a Svara that just like you find when a person has relations with a behema, man or woman, the halacha of the behema gets killed. The isha brings a behema on her. The behema gets killed. So too, maybe there'd be a svara to say when the isha has relations with a young katan, that even though the katan, the behema didn't do anything, the behema's not a bardas, and yet it gets killed. So to the katan, alts the isha, alts the vera, maybe something would happen. The other version would take issue with that. It's pella. Having to kill the katan, or having the katan even chayv karis. Okay, but the point is that we find this idea that yidarshan ish to exclude a katan from karis in multiple places, even though a pashas you'd say a katan chayv karis. Anyway, and each place we have to explain. Taka, what's the chiddush? Pause over here. Pick up your tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.